Terms of service. If you're like me, you've been getting a lot of updated policies from tech companies in your inbox, and they're supposed to be easier to read.
So you might start to see charts, for example. I think some companies might be using videos, might be getting a little bit more creative about how they give these disclosures.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Amy Scott, in for Molly Wood. So what is up with all those "we're changing our terms of service" emails? Twitter, eBay, and Airbnb are just a few of the companies updating their privacy and payment policies ahead of a May 25th deadline. That's when a new set of privacy rules in Europe, known as the GDPR, kicks in. It stands for General Data Protection Regulation. Jessica Lee is a partner with the law firm Loeb & Loeb, and she's advising clients on the upcoming GDPR. I asked her why people are getting these emails here in the U.S.
Well, the GDPR is happening in Europe, but it applies to companies that are in the U.S., which is why you're probably starting to see a lot of updates to your terms of service and privacy policies.
So they're making the same changes for us that they're making in Europe, just for simplicity's sake?
That's what a lot of companies are doing. I mean, ultimately, it's kind of difficult to manage having country-by-country specific privacy policies. It's just really not manageable. And if you put an infrastructure in place to comply with the EU, a lot of companies are taking the position that they're going to apply that globally.
And what kinds of things are companies changing?
Well, in most cases, it's not as much changing as it is clarifying. So they want very specific disclosures. What information is being collected? Who is it being shared with? You have a lot of rights under the GDPR. So you have the right to access your information, to have it erased, to rectify it, to port it potentially. If you have pictures on one platform, you have the right to ask for all those pictures in a form where you could just port it to another platform, even if it's a competitor.
So just one example I was looking at was the changes LinkedIn is making. It seems like the company's making it easier to figure out what kind of data it's storing, easier to delete that data. All that sounds good. Is there anything that we should be watching for, though?
I mean, these are all helpful updates. And in theory, you should be getting notices that are easier to read. So you might start to see charts, for example. I think some companies might be using videos, might be getting a little bit more creative about how they give these disclosures.
Because they're so fun to read.
I know. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Everyone knows that really ultimately no one reads these policies. But the hope is that if they are put in a more digestible format, there might be a more desire to actually click the link in the privacy policy and see what it says.
Some companies, though, seem to be making changes that actually increase monitoring. I was reading about the company Oath, which is what Yahoo and AOL became. In its new privacy policy, it actually has the ability to scan your email to create targeted ads. Does that have anything to do with the GDPR, or is that something they're doing separately?
No, I think this goes back to companies trying to be a little bit more specific and detailed about what they're doing. I think for the most part that companies aren't doing anything new or different, but they're being more explicit about what they're doing. So where you might have read through the policy before and not have understood what was happening, the goal now is for you to read through it and really get kind of what's happening and the technology being used to collect information about you.
Well, I have to ask, do you read them? Every time?
I try to because I write them. And so it makes me feel better about my life if I know that someone actually takes the time to read it. But I also know where the important information is. So I've trained my sister. She'll call if she gets a new service. She'll say, well, where do I need to look? Like, there are a couple of key sections. You want to know what a company's collecting about you and how they're using it and who they're sharing it with. In my mind, if you're a consumer, those are the three most important sections. And so I say, if you don't have time, just kind of scan through that quickly and understand what's happening before you move forward.
That was Jessica Lee, a partner with Loeb & Loeb. Her recommendations for reading terms of service agreements are at marketplace.org. The new regulations also come with some teeth, stiff penalties for improperly collecting or storing personal information. The EU could fine businesses up to 4% of their global revenue, or a minimum of about $24 million, whichever is larger. I looked at a few of these updates, and they're still pretty dry, with lots of parentheses and subheadings. Airbnb's, if you print it out, is 46 pages. I'm Amy Scott, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.